Welcome to Saturdays with Sri and Kira as we explore the mysteries. This is your backstage pass to the private conversations between Sri, Kira, and the Ascended Realms. The place where magic dwells and the secrets are revealed. Humanity is at the moment of self-ascension for all who choose to open their eyes, expand their hearts, and claim their mastery. Provocative? For sure. Authentic? Definitely. Ready to get on the ride of your life and trust the universe to get you the rest of the way? Call forward a smile of mastery. And here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, everybody, and welcome to Explore the Mysteries. I am Sri Ram Kaur.
You know, I was just going to say, this is Sri Ram Kaur. And the reason I'm opening up, you guys know I'm Kira Ra, is that Sri Ram Kaur is once again here in extraordinary miracle presence. And yet he is trying to navigate all of the technology so that we can be in as many places as we can to be with as many of you as possible in real time. And so please bear with us. Forgive us. We are hopefully broadcasting at tfrlive.com, onenesstalkradio.com, Oneness Talk Radio YouTube channel, and Oneness Talk Radio Facebook. Sri, are we doing
all
that
of it.
Too?
We're there.
My goodness,
we're
gracious.
Everywhere.
That's kind of scary. But welcome, because we are in such an extraordinary moment right now. And remember that if you would like to live chat with Sri and I, please go to... I'm not sure. Oh, we're hearing our phone. Hold on. Well, that's the universe telling me to give you our call-in number. And so if you would like to join this conversation, request a mini soul reading, please give us a call at 517-208-1500. Again, that is 517-208-1500 so that you can join in the conversation with Sri and I, ask for a mini soul reading. And hopefully it will work. And we apologize for what you may be hearing as we're testing that right now. And again, I was going to talk about our live chat. So you can go to onenesstalkradio.com. We are live chatting there. If you are over at TFR Live in the chat, we love you and we are so grateful you are with us. And we just have too much rocking and rolling to chat over there. So if you want to chat with us, please jump over to onenesstalkradio.com to chat with us. So,
absolutely.
You know, I think before we dive into what the heck is an ikigai moment and how did we arrive at this extraordinary moment, I think that it's first important to talk about Sri. I think people want to know.
Well,
you know, you just went through something extraordinary. And those of you that have been tracking know that we created a miracle with my husband just the first time, what seems like just a moment ago, less than a month ago. And what Sri and I did not share, although a lot of you suspected because we were not on the air last weekend, was that Sri wound up saying, you know what, I just got to do this again.
Well, let's just say that was not a cognizant choice.
No.
Well, to share a little bit, I think it's important to honor and acknowledge that we each have a journey. And the journey of the soul includes the journey of the body for as long as you have that body. And it was in very late March where I had an emergency come forward, a profound stomach ache that would not go away. And when we got to the hospital, they did their CT scan and they said, you've got about 30 minutes to live, which totally freaked out everyone around, which is Kira and I.
Yeah, especially the Kira, because Sri didn't know. We were the doctor literally told me not to tell him.
Yeah.
And because it was that critical.
And so I went in for this emergency surgery, and when they were exploring in there, they found that there were some blood clots in my small intestine that had stopped the flow of arterial blood. So the small intestine was literally dying, which is why I had the tummy aches, and that wouldn't be solved. You know, so it's quite a unique situation. As a result, I've lost most of my small intestine. They pulled out meter after meter of.
And down here, it's kind of fascinating. The doctors, because Sri is only the second person in 30 years to literally survive this process down here with this surgeon, he has pictures of it. Like every student in this hospital came to shake Sri's hand. And, you know, this was really quite a moment. So you guys were all a part of that with us. And we all thought we were kind of home free until.
Well, and I just want to share just a touch more, because this was certainly a 1 out of 1,000,000 odds for success.
Literally, you guys helped manifest a miracle.
And when I first went in, of course, I was under the anesthesia. When I came out of the anesthesia, I realized there was a recognition of the significance of what was going on. And there were a lot of spiritual experiences that happened as I was regaining my consciousness. Uh-huh. I don't know that it's all appropriate to share here. I will be writing about it. But quite literally, I found myself floating over the, call it the Bardo, call it the zone between the zones. And there were all kinds of imagery, all kinds of energy seeking to call me into engagement, whether that was demonic presences or angelic presences. And I found that the next 24 hours, which is when Kira called in the cavalry, so to speak, and announced to this beautiful community that gathers with us for these shows and this community of self-ascension to pray and to send a healing energy. And I found that I began to witness rays of light, rays of golden light, green light, just
every color you could name.
There were faces.
I started seeing faces and hands.
And what I began to recognize in my conscious brain, beloved, when you send a prayer with sincerity, it is received. When you send a healing intent, it is available for the person to utilize. We are all connected, and I began to see this so viscerally, and I was so humbled, and I realized I'm here because you are here. I'm here to share with all of you the miracle of lifting through this illusionary experience that we call our lives, and yet this illusionary experience is delightful.
Yeah.
And so that was phase one, and I got out of the hospital a week later and was very weak.
He still did the show. Remember, guys, that was the last show we did, was the show he's talking about.
and while the body was weak, I was illuminated
buoyant and
reassured. And we were beginning to step out of the, let's just say the impact of this life changing experience. And I began to honor and really surrender to the miracle that had happened. I was given an opportunity to come and serve. And I said, yes.
And I just want us all to breathe here, because this is where this story gets even amazing, more amazing, because we did a show. A lot of you that are here right now, listen to that show. If you have not listened to that show, seriously, go back and listen to that show, because what has happened since that show and what we're sharing with you today is nothing short of an extra amplification. It's like a showering surprise of miracle presence, and you are a part of it in real time. Yeah. So I just want you guys, let's breathe that in. And then the next phase, we felt that we should keep quiet until we arrived back here now.
Yeah. So the next phase, as many of you who are associated with hospitals know, there's a risk of embolism. And I experienced a dual pulmonary embolisms, and I lost 90% of my breathing
That means he had a blood clot in both lungs.
In both lungs.
Both.
So the blood clots were there, and I barely made it to the hospital to receive oxygen and treatment. And this was round two.
I just want to give a shout out. Those of you that know our staff here at TOSA Blue Mountain, that day, Adrian, Wilmer, and Rosa, along with myself, saved my husband's life. That we used to have an oxygen bar at TOSA La Laguna, and we fortunately had this oxygen machine. And I kid you not, I'm running around in my bathrobe and slippers. These guys are racing up our hill. They're getting this oxygen machine.
And I'm putting
and
the oxygen.
It's on tree, and we are literally carrying the machine on extension cords to the car. And then I get behind him in the car, and I'm trying to slow down his capacity to breathe. And this was a week ago Thursday, and this was when it got really, really quite horrific and quite awfully scary.
Yeah, it's a slow suffocation.
But I want to say that these people helped save your life.
Yeah, they were very so loving, so diligent, so supportive.
Yeah.
And then I just moved into a very quiet meditative space while we drove to the hospital, which is 45 minutes. and got to the hospital and told them what was going on. And they gave me oxygen and they took some scans and into the ICU.
And that was it. I didn't see my husband again for about 12 hours. And Sri was in another extensive. They brought me into the ICU right before they did the processes on him. And basically, the doctor looked me in the eye and said, this could be the last time you ever see him. And this was yet another time that was being said to me in less than 3 weeks. And I was watching my husband literally suffocate to death by the blood that was in his lungs. And so the fact that he is here right now and that he has, he is still weak, but our commitment to being with you is the fuel that collectively we create with Miracle Presence. And so our sole intention for these, and part of why we feel that we're walking in this Ikigai moment, and we're going to talk all about that in this post April 16 experience.
Yes.
We know that our personal journey was being invited to do a quantum expansion. And I think it's no accident that I'm teaching quantum clairvoyance right now with a group of beings that is just beyond magical, that you're in the process of the evasive medical intuitive entombments.
I tell you what.
We're in this energy of everything is arising, right?
Everything is being reborn.
Yes.
And I want to say death is optional.
Yes.
Death is optional.
Yes.
However, sometimes it is, death is grace also. And a celebration for the soul. So that's a whole nother conversation.
And we will have it.
there are many conversations. There are many deepenings. I think the thing we wanted to share with you today is we're getting back into the flow of our commitment to be present and available is to say, wow, what an amazing experience. So many learnings, so much deepening.
Yeah.
My wife has been through an emotional roller coaster. She needs lots of hugs and love because when we have our, you know, your heart is torn out and to risk losing your beloved, not once, but twice, it pulls at that emotional body. And that's one of life's, unique experiences and most trying. So I offer her that acknowledgement. I ask that you also send her prayers.
Oh, honey. Isn't he the most amazing being on the planet? Oh, Angel. Oh, here, honey.
And I do want to say, I feel more enthusiastic and more clear and more ready than ever before. I feel like I've climbed the mountain. I've done battle with the demons. I've done battle with the scepter of death. I have found the empowered light that is within me and claimed it in a way that I have not yet claimed it in this lifetime. And I am ready to kick ass. And I'm ready to share. And I am ready to hopefully to inspire recognitions within you, each and every one of you, if you're ready. Let me tickle you. Let me inspire you because there's so much to do, so much to learn. And this awakening process on our planet is gaining momentum and it's not televised. You're only going to find reassurance and community right here and places where your heart guides you to ascended community.
Well, that's true.
Let's go.
And that's why we're so grateful that you guys are here and so grateful for this extraordinary community because we are at that moment. And guys, look, there is absolutely no accident. You know when Sri got out of the hospital on the 16th, okay?
Yeah.
He was in the hospital for that final moment of, can we just hold on until April 16th? What we held very closely because we got clearly to wait, and so we just navigated it, was this experience where moment to moment, there was just about maybe 8 of us on the planet that really didn't know if Sri would be here in the next moment. And we just felt that you guys had been put through enough with the first time that we wanted to just come back to you as we knew we would in this moment of celebration and are very grateful to be here now. And we still have a long way to go, my loves. In this moment right now, if you want to send any healing energy, my beloved Sri still has an active, large, deep vein thrombosis in his right leg that is still not released. We are still in a cautiously optimistic zone. So we are doing this right now, and this is the blessing. And why? because when we step in our broader picture, when we ignite through this process, and if you watched on Thursday night, Voices of Conscious Women with Johanna Sand and I, and a drive-by Sri visit, we talked a lot about this. We are at this moment where we are being heavily distracted by illusion. Remember that the energy of this month was all about what? Illumination or illusion. And I will share with you that when you hit core issues, which is what's happening right now, and that's what these post-retrograde promises are all about. It's all about the core issues and being able to really navigate these core issues with beauty and grace and flourishing manifest beauty. And that's what we're talking about. That's why I'm saying we've arrived at the ikigai moment. What is arising through you? You know, in the Christian world, this is the weekend of resurrection, which means it's also been the few days of death, hasn't it? And, yeah. And you know, the blood and the crucifixion. Well, what has been your sacrifice in your world? How have you come forward? What has been bleeding around you that maybe is ready to be healed? And as we step into the power of today and tomorrow, which is why Sri and I are really making this a two-show experience, and we invite you with all of our heart and soul to tune in with us tomorrow as well, when we're on actually an hour earlier at noon Pacific time, and to give yourself the gift right now of noticing what's arising in me. Because what's arising in Sri and I is the recognition that this is a new world, and this is a slide. I believe that the Mandela effect has also moved. I think you're going to hear a lot more people starting to talk about this. Mm-hmm. We have all slid. And if you're really tracking with this in real time, then you are being invited to a level of wholeness that will only ignite if you are brave enough and have the courage to stare at your core issues and not stample, trample, beat yourself to death like a little kid and go running away and blaming mommy and daddy. And I want to thank those that recently taught Sri and I that lesson, because we did try this we did offer this gift to others who just couldn't handle it. And so we're inviting you to the level of your comfort to recognize that we have certainly been brought to our core issues.
Yes.
And if it was not for the ability to do everything that we have been taught this whole past year. I mean, honest to goodness, guys, if you want a crash course, go watch every one of our predictions videos starting with January 2018 and get ready to have your mind blown. And as we come together now, this is the moment where the core issue is in front of you saying, love me, I know not what I do. Forgive me, I know not what I do. And your core issue is going to keep coming and coming and coming until you can harvest this resurrection. So as you are ready to arise and claim, and I, with all my heart and soul, you guys know you're witnessing bona fide miracles. I don't know why it's not viral. I mean, I don't know why everybody on the internet isn't talking about the fact that we have doctors that we're getting ready to film saying this is a miracle. We had literally people walking into his room, especially this second time around. I mean, and there's been a lot of witnesses. So this time it was much more public in a small way.
One of the things that I must surrender to is the grace that says, thy will be done.
No kidding.
That the energy working through this body was touching the lives of these medicals, these medics, these doctors.
So deeply. One of them was even coming in and asking for Sri's blessings because he had a big exam coming up. I mean, it was just so beautiful.
Yeah, and the surgeon who was extremely well qualified, 30 years of experience,
and all left brain. And he was the same surgeon that operated on Sri before.
And he came up to me and he just said, I don't know what you believe, but do it. You know, it was
his exact words were, I don't know if you believe in God, but you need to thank him.
Yes.
You know, because they're all saying, we don't know why you're alive. We just know that this is powerful. And so there's been this act of grace.
And this act of grace is touching the lives of those who are involved. And this brings me full circle to back to what I shared earlier.
Absolutely.
Where there is love, sincerity, and presence.
There it is.
Your intentions manifest. Love, sincerity, and presence project out whatever thought forms you're going to ride on that wave of energy.
Yes.
And if your thoughts are around healing, prayer, surrender, expansion, growth, abundance, your victory is assured. Now, the timing of that victory and how that plays out has other variables.
Right.
However, the energy is pure, potent, and powerful.
Oh, yeah.
P-P-P-A.
I love that because pure, potent, and powerful. Is absolutely true. And, you know, I want to go back to this energy that's coming in right now, this energy, because we have been navigating this illusion or illumination all month long. And, you know, due to the second series of events that happened after I put out that short little 6-minute video with the April predictions, we shifted and decided not to put out another video. We decided just to stay with our radio shows, that for those of you that honestly really wanted this information, you'll find us. And maybe you can help us help other people find us as well. And so what we're really talking about is that the energy of vitality and passion are interwoven. Remember that we are in a weekend of the passion. And so how is your passion experiencing? Are you experiencing passionate pain, or are you experiencing passionate joy? Are you experiencing passionate anger, or are you experiencing passionate love? Are you experiencing passionate disempowerment, or are you experiencing passionate empowerment?
Yes.
This is that moment. This is the lion-lamb moment. This is that moment where the energy is circling around you and is inviting you to really look at the core. And, you know, Sri and I have been discussing that it really is quite extraordinary that he literally had his core of the density world ripped out. Yeah. And I want you guys to hear that. And then, as if that wasn't enough, he went in last week and had his entire fifth and fourth chakra affected. And he has on this high collar shirt today, because if he didn't, he honestly looks like a torture victim. He's covered. He looks, I told him he has his spiritual tattoos because he's very, very black and blue from this part of his ears all the way down, covering his chest. And I giggle with him that this is the Neelkanth. This is the transmutation. And maybe that's not such a giggle. And if you don't know that story, go read about Shiva as the Neelkanth. And that can be a fun thing to watch.
And I will
share,
you know, for those of you joining me in the Evasive Medical Intuitive training.
Oh my God, are you blessed? Oh my gosh.
There's some insights and sharings that will be, you'll participate with. And whether you're having a practice as a healer or not, join us. This will benefit your deeper understanding beyond the veil. And the one thing I want to say that in my case, all of my experiences relate back to the blood and the circulation of the blood and the coagulations.
Yeah.
And the blood is the carrier of your sacred mission. The blood is the carrier. When every time you inhale, you charge your blood. And that inhalation is charged with, why did I take birth? And I'm sending the message of my joy. Here I am. I took birth to every cell in my body. And when forces seek to inhibit that, then we must look at, where did the blood stop and why? And what was happening? Was it the sacred message being delivered to a certain area of the body? And those areas of the body need an infusion of sacred energy?
Good question. Yeah, good questions. But, but you know, also, if you are interested in the Evasive Medical Intuitive Program, which is bar none the most extraordinary healing protocol on the planet, this is part two being taught live by Sri, but it doesn't start till May. So if you wanted to, you could still take the prerequisite as a home study and jump into this program. And I would encourage you to pay attention, because I think the miracle energy that you are calling in, the energy that you are now living, I believe with all my heart that there was a greater, and you know, I started talking about this earlier, and I want to go back to this again, and we're going to talk more and dive into the icky guy afterwards, and we'll take your calls afterwards after the break.
Yeah.
But we are at this moment where everything is saying, what are you paying attention to in ways that it has never done before? And as we do that, are we really willing to see what's right in front of us, or are we running away? And this is what we have to pay attention to, is that when we get to our core issue, that's because the earth is also coming to its core. And everything this cycle, remember the first cycle of 2019, the year of divine awareness, culminated April 16th. That was our first cycle within a cycle. Well, what about now? What's happening now? Well, we are opening in the energy of this luminous, remember, illusion or illumination?
Yeah.
So isn't it interesting that we are opening with one of the most illuminated, brilliant moons I've seen in a while?
Big, juicy moon.
Even though this
fabulous
moon, you know, even though this moon may not have been one of the this moon was so brilliant and so illuminated. And it really hit me that this is our moment again. Illusion or illumination. And when we look at our authenticity, I mean really raw authenticity, what will get you through, what will lift you up is your ability to witness the witnesser witnessing. You've got to be able to lift above. And I will share with you that when I drown in the third dimension right now, I see everything that would seek to stop me and suck my life force. Mm-hmm. And the minute I lift, I can start seeing why that would be happening and move into forgive them. And when I lift again, I can move into love them. And when I lift again, I am free of it all. That's the gift of this moment that we are each being invited to step into. That's our resurrection weekend. And that's what really ignites this ikigai energy.
Now, just before we break for the terrestrial radio, I want to remind you, 517-208-1500. Join us. Give a call, 517-208-1500. And we're going to take a little station break here in just a moment or two. And that's 3 minutes to stretch your legs and listen to ads if you're over at the commercial side of things. But for right now, just know that we're going to be right back in just a few minutes.
Talk Radio. Hip, fresh, fun. Tune in to an honest portal of positivity 24/7. Experience unique talk radio from all around the planet, perfectly mixed with music that enchants your soul. Discover oneness moments as you relax into 3 to 5 minutes of divine inspiration. Claim your oneness today. OnenessTalkRadio.com. One world, one voice. Expand your vision.
Well, welcome back. We are just so glad that you are here. We're doing our best to time everything perfectly, but hello to all of you over at TFRlive.com, both listening and in the chat room. Hi to everybody at OnenessTalkRadio.com, both in the chat room and over at Oneness Talk Radio at YouTube or over at our Facebook page. We are just so happy to be here with you, having this extraordinary discussion about the presence of miracles, how to navigate the illusion or the illumination, and this now post-April 16 energy of resurrection, of arisen, of new life, so to speak. I'm going to say it. New life.
And you know, where there is energy, energy requires some form of boundary, consciousness in order to be effectively positioned or to manifest in 3D.
Right.
So you have energy. Then we have consciousness. Now, the consciousness directs that energy. Are we directing the energy to empower the illusion, to say, hey, I want more of the status quo. I want to have victory over the polarities? Or are we allowing the energy to come in and lift us through the shadow?
Yes. And, you know, this is done energetically. I just want to share that. It doesn't mean it has to be physically.
No.
You know, a recognition.
So illumination or illusion is really this opportunity that's in front of all of us in every breath.
Yeah.
What are you allowing your eyes to rest upon? Are you looking at the problems, or are you seeing the divine that's behind what's going on?
And if you're seeing both,
because we just started
talking about this right before we hit the break, and I also see the phone lines are filling up. If you want to jump in the queue, good time to do it would be now, 517-208-1500. But the key is that as we are together right now in this moment of expansion, the only way that you can sincerely, and I mean with all my dearest heart angels, navigate this and actually flourish through it is to start, even if you think you're pretending, witnessing the witness. Just try that. So let's talk about what that really means for a moment, because in this illusion or illumination moment, if you are only seeing things, oftentimes they talk about become the witness, become the observer. Well, that's actually still a 3D experience. What's happening is it is definitely a progressive step. However, it doesn't lift you from the, it's kind of that Einstein solution problem situation, right?
Yeah, and at the three-dimensional level, we can cultivate detachment. We can also cultivate denial.
Right.
And so we learn how to separate our consciousness from being totally immersed. And that's a good step. It's
right.
a good start.
Right.
However, we need to lift.
And how do we lift? So a lot of people might say, well, I don't know how to do that, or I don't think I'm doing that. The gift is that due to the fact that the fourth dimension is so teeny tiny collapsed, the gift is that the fifth dimension is literally just like a breath away. And the way I always like to describe this is, imagine if you had a piece of plastic, right? You know, the ones that say, do not pull over your head.
Yeah, directly.
Right, yeah, exactly, right? And you had it, but you knew you had to break through. And that until you could break through, you felt as if you were almost going to drown. And oh my God, am I going to die? That's the experience that's telling you you're almost there. And if you've broken through that experience, it's also okay to have that experience over and over again. It doesn't mean you're going backwards. You know, recently we've been very, very blessed to have this deep connection with the divine directors. And the divine directors have been showing us this orchestrated energy, and they really enjoy using metaphors of the battlefield. Yeah, I mean, they just really enjoy that. We've been writing a lot about this, and we're going to be putting all this information out there very soon. You guys just have to be patient with us. We're kind of overwhelmed with the information that's coming in around us right now. And so what we are looking at is this recognition that you are already a general. And if you weren't, you wouldn't be where you are. You wouldn't be listening to the show. Just somewhere along right. the line, you forgot that you have the power to command the light from the safety and protection of sincerity, love, and presence. And that's the miracle energy that mm-hmm. Sri has been blessed to be the recipient of so many times over the past few weeks. And every time we have seen your face or felt your hands or received your yeah. radiations, we have manifested that back infinitely. And I know a lot of you are having vast experiences right now. A lot of you that are taking quantum clairvoyance with me are having vast experiences right mm-hmm. now. The key is to recognize, is what I'm experiencing bringing me to my core? And am I in a spiritually tenacious experience where I can look at it as the witnesser who is witnessing the witness? And I want you to really hear that. And one of the ways that's fun to try that on is to pretend you're sitting, like I love when people come here to Tosa Blue Mountain, because you can do it literally, right? And you can sit way up at the top of some of the tallest mountains in the world and see the villages below.
Yeah.
And it's one of my favorite things. As a matter of fact, after the show, that's usually what I go do, is I go sit out there and allow whatever else has been flowing through Sri and I to keep manifesting. So imagine yourself sitting in at the top of the most beautiful mountain, and gazing out before you is everything that's going on in your life right now. That, my angels, is the energy of the seventh dimension. And when you can witness yourself flying above that being, and I'm just using words of this realm, you can apply whatever words feel right from you, that's when you know you're touching the ninth dimension. But how do you know you're breaking free of the third? Because you start having mercy on the judger who is judging you, which is you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want you guys to breathe that in and feel that as one of the energies of authenticity,
yeah.
because it's that vitality and passion that are igniting right now. But you have to have radical authenticity with yourself. And that means no blame, no shame, no guilt, no doubt, no projection, just the love of being.
And this involves trust.
Yeah, big T.
Recognizing that I am a divine being.
You know it.
Having a worldly experience.
Yes.
And you can use whatever words you want. Spirit will guide me. My higher self knows the way. But the long and the short of it is I bow to the energy of the divine.
Yes.
I allow my ego to relax as I trust the flow, the natural flow that will continue to lift me.
I love that. I love that. And speaking of trusting the natural flow, we have all these people holding on. We're going to try to get to as many of you as we can. So we're just going to start right here. It looks like we're going to New Mexico. We used to live in New Mexico. And it looks like it's Francis. Namaste, Francis. Welcome to the show, sweetheart.
Hi. Oh, my goodness. My name is Stephanie. The phone company decided to use my middle name out there.
Well, hi, Stephanie.
Hi, hey, Stephanie.
Hi, Angel. Welcome.
This is lovely connecting with you both.
I'm with you.
Thank you for everything you offer us. Thank you for sharing your videos, your experiences. Currently, I just gained so much more strength and balance just connecting with the show today. So thank you both.
Thank you for receiving.
My core issues. I just like to request a mini soul reading because they're front and center for about a month now, and I'm just exhausted.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, I heard that you're also frightened, and Angel, they're saying that what they're showing me is that there's like this big vacuum, and like you have the power to command it. And they're showing me this opening. It's like a portal, but it's just a void. It has no energy. It does not have any. It's got to be done in a neutral energy, very neutral, just cleaning up, just like, okay, got to vacuum the floor. And they're showing me you just opening up this space and putting everything that has to do with this lawsuit in that space. And then they're saying, and then seal the space by vacuuming it. And it's almost like putting it in one of those bags where you're sealing it, like a seal-a-meal. And then they're saying, and then let it go. They're saying they have this, that there cannot be any more energy directed toward it, that your life force is more valuable than this, and that as you start seeing the other side and start living as if the resolution has already happened, it will expedite it, and it will bring this to an end much faster than you may have thought and dreamed. And they're saying that you are heard, you are protected. Now breathe in that energy and relax. And so it is, my love, Stephanie. Thank you so much for calling us today. This is your resurrection moment, my angel. Stay in the space of trust. Give yourself 24 hours of trust.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you both very much.
Thank you, my angel.
Love.
Namaste, my love. Many, many blessings.
Namaste.
Namaste, sweetheart.
Bye,
honey. Well, you know, Sri, we're in New Mexico. We now have a wireless caller out of Santa Fe. Hey, we used to live pretty close to Santa Fe. And let's see. Oop, I hit the wrong button. There we are. Nope. Hold on.
There you go.
There we are. I hit the wrong button. Nope. That's who we were just on with. Forgive me, guys. This is wild what's happening on our call board. Okay.
Hey, hello there.
We did it. We should have a beautiful person from Santa Fe.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm here.
Hi, Angel.
Hi. I wanted to say my name is Fidel. Thank you. I've been praying for Sri and also for you, Kara, both of you.
Thank you.
Janice and I both.
Thank you.
We met you once in Santa Fe years ago. And thank you so much for the inspiration and in all the ways you do. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Can you hear? Yes.
Oh, no. Yes, we can hear you.
You can hear me okay?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, good. Well, I think I've been having a lot of things in my face, too, in the last month or two. Things around friends. Disappointments, and then I'm trying to look at myself how I need to create even new ways of attracting certain friends that match me more, and to let go of blame or self-judgment about it's not happening and it's gotten in my face even more. And recently I feel that way, and also I'm thinking maybe of taking Sri's course, because I am a chiropractor and healer in Santa Fe. And intuitive with my work, I thought maybe I should take the course, even though I'm going to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
I might be able to tune in while I'm at the beach.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Anyway, I'd love a mini soul reading if, you know, you have any ways of looking at some of the things I've been going through. I'd like to kind of go on beyond this kind of limited way I've been doing this for a long time.
Well, first and foremost, sweetheart, I just want to share with you that your timing is so divine. And just the fact that you got through today, that you're one of the callers we're able to take on the air, you are at the return of a cycle, meaning that you have been traveling many years, and everything that's been happening over the past many years, you've now culminated. You're actually at one of those mastery moments we were talking about in the first part of the show. And yeah, whenever we get to a mastery moment, usually our circle of friends will shift. And some of that might shift again and again, but it will shift. And then we discover other things that enhance the who that we are, probably why you're called to take AMI, the Invasive Medical Intuitive, which yes, I think would be extraordinary for you. And also this return of the cycle for you is really about trusting your guidance even more. You it's not that you don't shine, it's just that you've yet to really claim your tiger experience, your lioness material, even though you have competence and intelligence and wisdom and you're extraordinarily energetically aligned. There's that, it's like that coming out of the woods with your staff down on the mountain that says, I am here. And they're saying that as you discover the way to claim that, the rest will become very evident. And so it is, my love. Thank you for bringing that energy to all of us today, because that really is the moment we are in collectively. So thank you for doing such important work. We love you, honey.
Many blessings.
Thank you. I love you both. And thank you so much.
You're so welcome, my angel. Many blessings. Namaste. Whoo, wow, Sri, just amazing. I mean, it's just, this is about that raw authenticity, guys. And this is why I invite you to stay with us all weekend long. Remember that tomorrow we're going to talk a lot more about that ikigai experience. And I want to bring that up today.
Yeah, let's share more.
But tomorrow we're going to do a lot more with that. Now, if you're actually watching us on YouTube right now, I'm putting up a graphic. So if you're watching us on YouTube or over at Facebook or at Oneness Talk Radio, you'll see this graphic. And if not, let me share it with you. Imagine four circles drawn almost like in a diamond pattern, mm-hmm. but intersecting. And they intersect so that many of our own passions, remember, we are at this moment right now of what? This restoration of vitality and passion. Well, if you're looking at it, the four cornerstones that this being has established for Ikigai, because Ikigai is that beautiful space in the center. You know, Ikigai is, it's a word, and it's a Japanese word formed of Iki and Gai.
And what it involves is this is your reason for being. The word ikigai is usually used to indicate the source of value in one's life or the things that makes one's life worthwhile.
You know, the way that I enjoy that and I really want you to take that in is that the combination of those two words, ikigai and gai, when they really come together, give us three things, which is another trinity, which I also love, which is a reason for living or a reason for being alive. And how often do you sit there and go, you know, give me one reason to stay. Give me one reason to keep going, right? Okay. Then it gives you a meaning for your life or adds meaning to your life.
It gives you a reason to wake up in the morning.
Exactly. So you've got this reason for being alive. You've got this meaning for your life. And then it culminates because it is that which makes your life worth living. It's what you wake up for. And we are at a collective ikigai moment right now. And if you're gazing at the picture, here's the experience I would invite you to try on for yourself. Make these four circles just like you see it in the picture. And the way that these four circles are drawn, you'll see that all these other little circles come up. And right in the center where it all comes together, write the word ikigai or write the word I am. It matters not. Or write your name. What is your experience of ikigai? And then this is a very small sample ikigai diagram, but capture yours. What are the four biggest things for you? And you'll notice this person, their four biggest things were love, skills, needs, and money. But what are your four things? Your four things might be dramatically different. But those are kind of like the outer wheel spinning. Those four things have to all spin together in order for all of the other ones inside there. And you'll say this one that has as a subset of love, this person has added passion and mission. And as a subset of skills, the passion is also part of that. It crosses over. So play with it. But when you look at this diagram, you'll notice that the inner four, I call it the intersecting eye. Imagine that the ikigai is that pupil part of your eye. And if you look at this diagram, you'll see the eye, won't you? The horizontal eye, the two open, let's call them the white part of the eye on either side. But then you'll notice it's also up and down. That is your lotus power of ignition. And that is what stabilizes your heart and ignites the ascended heart. It is and will always be that interlocking experience. Only with ikigai, it opens the middle to the divine presence within. And so as we keep moving forward into the next cycle, illusion or illumination, we are literally at an ikigai moment. And tomorrow we're going to spend a lot of time talking about that.
There are levels of discernment, levels of understanding, and like everything in life, we are on kind of a spiral journey.
We are.
And we tend to circle back and we see things that look similar, but are they really? Because you've lifted.
Yes, exactly. And the gift is, this is that, going back to that general dialogue I was giving you earlier, one of the things that divine directors have said that sometimes when we perceive ourselves going backwards, whether we're revisiting something we've done before or an issue, or we get to this core moment, this is not that you are regressing. It is actually that at some point along the journey, you were wise enough to retreat, regroup, and now is the moment for you to re-enter with the wisdom of the general. And when we can see a re-entry as a moment to really understand and harvest why that experience happened, we never have to experience it again. And so this is that wisdom of the five-star general, and this is that energy that's coming in right now, and this is what we're writing about right now, and we will be getting all this out there to you. So in this illusion or illumination moment, are you on the front line? Well, if you are, I pray you have a general, because a true general always remembers what it's like to be on the front line. A true general won't hide from anything that's brought to them. A true general knows that the buck does stop with them. So are you a general? And if you're not, then make sure you have a general in the front line with you. And so speaking of generals, we have all these people holding this to say hello. We're going to go to Chicago. I actually lived there once. All right. It looks like we have Rebecca from Chicago. Namaste, Angel. Welcome.
Hello. How are you?
We are well, sweetheart.
Welcome.
I'm a little surprised, honestly. So thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure. How can we serve you, Angel?
I guess I should first say thank you for allowing us to be part of your healing journey. When I first got that email, I immediately closed my eyes. I don't know why I'm tearing up. Sorry. Mm. And I could just sense an overwhelming community of people sending love and light. And it felt so powerful, more than anything I've ever experienced. And it was so amazing to see how that manifested in a positive way. And we came together and we did something that really made a difference. And it's amazing to have the evidence of what we're capable of. And so I'm very grateful for that. So thank you.
Thank you. So thank you for your energy.
We're at least, we're on the right track. So
yeah, for sure.
I'm happy that you're with us, and I'm so grateful that you continue to share what you do, and you make a big difference in my life. So thank you both very much.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you, my angel.
I really didn't expect to talk to you, so I guess I'm a little surprised, but I could use a little mini soul reading. My husband is very, very negative and very aggressive and just verbally. I have tried every approach I can, whether it's surrender or compassion or allowing. And I'm struggling to find a place of peace, and I don't know what the right solution is. You know, I question, should I be less judgmental and just more compassionate? Or, you know, do I need to walk away? And I'm not looking for you to tell me what to do, but whatever sense you get of that would be helpful.
Well, first of all, Angel, I just want to share how much I love you and how much courage you have. And thank you for bringing this in. And thank you for saying yes to yourself. And the whole time you were sharing, my whole chest seized and my heart hurt. So I want you to put your hands on your heart and chest if you can. And if not, I have mine on mine right now holding you. And I want you to breathe. And I want you to just breathe in through your nose and exhale. And all of you that are connected right now with this beautiful, blessed being, breathe in through your nose and exhale. And let us collectively give her breath and space and freedom and the ability to clear away all the fog and go right up into the beautiful energy of this arisen moment and really see clearly that which is right in front of you, my love. You are a wise, amazing master. You are a goddess, and it is time for you to arise, and your heart already knows what you need to do. You can do it, and I love you. Thank you, my angel. I love you so much.
Thank you so much.
Many blessings. Namaste.
Thank you, Sri.
No, thank you. And I want to thank all of you that are listening with us right now, because I felt you all. I felt you all. You guys are so amazing. Oh, my God. And can we sneak in one more person?
One more. Let's do one more.
Okay, we're going to go to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Namaste, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi, my name's Rachel. Oh, I can't believe I got on. How are you guys?
Well, we are great, and we snuck you on, baby. We have, like, can we sneak on somebody? So we're sneaking
yes.
you on.
I just wanted to say you guys look amazing. I have been sending so much love and light. It's awesome to connect with everybody, and I would love a mini soul reading.
Well, I love you. and what I do, and what I want to share with you, and I only have a short moment to share it with you, my love,
yes,
is this. They're saying that pay attention to how quickly everything can shift and command that light in. And they're saying what is, boy, everybody's been right. What's before them? They're saying what is right before you right now. They're saying if you snap your fingers, you can shift the experience and move forward. And that's where you're at, Angel. Snap your fingers and move
Thanks.
Forward. And thank you for giving
yes.
all this gift.
Thank you.
Woohoo! Thank you.
Mwah.
We love you. Namaste, honey.
Love Namaste. You. Namaste.
Namaste, angel. And my beloved ones, we love you. And again, I want to invite all of you, please join Sri and I tomorrow right here at OnenessTalkRadio.com, over at BBSRadio.com, and of course, over at our YouTube channels at noon Pacific time when
we
continue
we'll
this.
We'll be at Official Sri and Kira. And I just
right,
want to
I
say,
forgot about that.
as we come to a close for today, that everything has cycles.
Yes.
Just as this show has a beginning, middle, and end, and it will pick up with a new beginning, middle, and end.
Tomorrow at noon Pacific time.
everything in your life has movement. And it's only the brain of density that freezes a picture and then creates some sort of identity or judgment about that picture, whether it's unforgiveness or hurt or self-image. Those frozen pictures need to be breathed through, because the learning is already in you. The picture will inhibit your ability to illuminate fully. And when you're ready, just let it go. Forgive
Woo.
It. Forgive yourself. You've done the best you know how. Forgive the others. They've done the best they know how, given their state of consciousness.
Absolutely.
And beloved ones, until we have the joy of being with you tomorrow at noon, may you trust and know that all is truly well.
Remember, you are the miracle, and we love you dearly. Namaste.
Namaste.
Do you have a product or service that assists humanity? Oneness Talk Radio is your unique opportunity to reach a responsive audience. Marketing budgets need to show value, and as a community of positive intention and commitment to planetary evolution, sponsorship of Oneness Talk Radio makes perfect sense. Our current sponsors are enjoying positive returns and increased customer flow. Epoch Lasers is one of those sponsors, and here is the owner sharing from Twin Flame Divine Fire.
The interest levels have definitely increased. People are acquiring the devices and are quite satisfied. And we are back from patients as as well that are happy with the result.
Imagine the expansion you can enjoy as a sponsor of a single show or the entire network. Discover how you can honestly stretch the value of your advertising dollars with our affordable rates and vast worldwide audience. Just send an email to OTR@onenesstalkradio.com today.